The soul and jazz pop band Lake Street Dive is coming to Laramie, performing Saturday night at the Griffin Theater. In 2014, Rolling Stone deemed them the year's best new band. Their television performances have included the Late Shows with David Letterman and Stephen Colbert, the Ellen DeGeneres Show, and the Today Show. In 2016, the band was invited to perform at the White House and played sold-out shows at the Wang Theater in Boston and Radio City Music Hall in New York. Bridget Carney has toured and recorded with the band for the past 12 years. She's also recorded her first solo album, Won't Let You Down, set for a March 24th release. Bridget grew up in Iowa City and attended college in Boston, where she double majored in jazz bass at the New England Conservatory of Music and English at Tufts University. While still a student, she won the grand prize in the John Lennon Songwriting Contest. Bridget founded the band Lake Street Dive with three other of her fellow conservatory students, and I have the pleasure now of talking with Bridget Carney. We are big fans of Lake Street Dive, and we were thrilled to get a copy of your new solo release. Has the new record been in the works for a while?
It has. It's been something that I have been kind of chipping away at whenever I have a free moment. Of course, Lake Street Dive is very busy. We've been on tour a lot, but when I'm at home in Brooklyn, I just started working on this project with my friend Robin McMillan, who is the producer and engineer. And so, yeah, we've started doing something together around maybe 4 years ago, and then just gradually built up what became the record.
On this record, you played not only electric bass, but piano, synthesizers, organ, electric guitar, and acoustic guitar. Who else did you work with on the album?
Well, primarily it was me and Robin. We would go in and sort of construct the songs in their foundations with he plays drums and percussion, and oftentimes I would lay the foundational, like, keyboard or organ or guitar parts. And then in certain cases, towards the end of the process, we'd say, okay, let's kick it up a notch and bring in some more virtuosic guitarists and piano players. That would be Ryan Scott and Tom Aries on guitar and Frank LoCrasto on keyboards. And then Alex Beagleman also plays some horns on one track.
It came together great. This is the first time you perform as the primary vocalist on a record. Were you comfortable in that role going into it?
I was unfamiliar with it. I've made a lot of demos. You know, I'm a songwriter, and I've written for a lot of bands. So I'm used to singing my own songs and performing that for a demo version. This was the first time I was, like, in a real studio, but I think it helped that I was in there just with Robin, and so it kind of felt like there was no risk, and also there was no record deal, there was no hypothetical audience, so it was kind of liberating in the way that, like, I didn't have to think about all the people listening to it and just kind of freely do it.
Sure. When I first heard the song Wash Up, it grabbed me immediately. It's one of those rare songs that you really seem to immediately identify with. I think it's an absolute pop masterpiece, a little bit reminiscent of the mid-70s era Fleetwood Mac with Lindsey Buckingham. Tell us how that song Wash Up came together.
So it was a song that I had written in Brooklyn at my house, or I'd started it on drums and guitar, and then I had the verses of the song, and actually had sent it to Lake Street Dive when we were making Side Pony, but it wasn't finished yet, and we didn't end up doing anything with it, so I still had the song kicking around, and I was actually running, which is funny because then I eventually made this running music video for it, but I was running, and sometimes I'll, like, listen to demos of songs that I have that are unfinished while I'm running to sort of keep working on them, let my subconscious kind of work on them a little bit, and that was when sort of idea for the chorus came together. And sometimes you stumble upon, like, a phrase that is really versatile, and I think that's what I found with the term wash up.
Reflection reflects back.
Wash Up from Bridget Carney's forthcoming album, Won't Let You Down. A cool video to go along with that. You're basically jogging. Is that Boston you're running through?
It's in Brooklyn.
Brooklyn,
yeah,
okay.
Ends in like Brighton Beach near Coney Island.
Okay. You play bass and piano. I know you play bass and some piano in the band Lake Street Dive.
I've played piano on our records. We've never really done that as a live thing. But yeah, I play primarily a bass in the band.
And you've written many of the songs, not only with Lake Street Dive and your new solo album, all originals. Do you enjoy that part of music making, the songwriting process?
I absolutely love it. Yeah, it's probably my favorite part of music making is... it's just so fascinating to me how, like, you can sit down at the beginning of a day and have nothing started, and then at the end of the day, there's this song that, like, exists unto itself and wasn't there at the beginning of the day. And, yeah, I'm just a huge fan of, like, music and of songs, so it's really exciting to me to be able to do that.
Are there any favorites, songwriters that come to mind, folks that you really appreciated early on?
Yeah, well, Elliot Smith, I would say, is like a big influence.
Elliot Smith.
Yeah, he has such a rich and like unique harmonic flavor to what he did with his music. And also like Leonard Cohen, I guess, is maybe like a lyrical hero. He's a poet as well. So his lyrics always are very outward pushing the boundaries of what's done in song.
Sure.
There
are a lot of different styles and sounds on your solo record, from 60s pop to kind of 80s soft rock to gothic Americana. Another song we're playing, tell us a little bit about Serenity. We like that one a lot.
Oh, cool. So several of the songs on this record came from an experience that I had up in Maine. I've gone up there several times to do songwriting retreats by myself. And on the first time that I was out there, I was surprised to find how afraid of the dark I was. It's in this like 18th century farmhouse. And I'd been up there to this great studio. That's actually where we recorded the Lake Street Dive album, Bad Self Portraits.
Okay.
And I'd made another record there with Joy Kilsara as well, This Unknown Science. So I'd been up there with bands, and it's just a really cozy, warm environment to be in with other people around. Mm-hmm. And then when you're there alone, it's a little different.
Yeah, I can imagine.
So several songs came of sort of that specific experience in itself. One of them is called How Good It Feels to Be Alone, which is on Lake Street Dive record Side Pony. And then Serenity is the other one that was kind of me thinking about the sort of pros and cons of escaping city life and how that felt to be away and the things that I liked about it and the things that were scary and hard about it. I'm gonna go up to my country home.
Wasting all of our good night.
Serenity from Bridget Carney's new record, Won't Let You Down. And Bridget plays with the band Lake Street Dive. And the new record is out March 24th, and she'll be playing with the band in Laramie Saturday night. Now, you grew up in Iowa, right?
I did, in Iowa City.
Did you start playing music relatively early on?
Yeah, I took piano lessons starting from age 5, and also sang in my like church choirs. So that was like an early introduction to singing, and I really, to this day, like love church music. I think it has such beautiful harmony.
Mm-hmm. Do you recall at what point you decided you wanted to continue your music education prior to going to the New England Conservatory of Music?
Yeah, I think maybe around junior high or early high school is when I realized that it was possible to do that. I guess I had some teachers and role models that had done that and were professional musicians. And so not coming from like a family of professional musicians, it took me till around that age to be like, oh, wow, this is a job that you can do.
Yeah, that's great. Now, you majored in bass and also you double majored. You majored in English, too. I expect that served you well in your songwriting.
Yeah, that was, I do think, really valuable to have had those years at Tufts studying poetry and English literature and kind of get inside the way that words can work.
Tell us about how the band formed, Lake Street Dive, and you met basically in school, right?
Yeah, we did. We met, we all started at New England Conservatory the same year, and McDuck, he was a transfer student. It was his third year of college. We were all freshmen, but he invited us all to join this band. He said, hey, will you come meet up with me in a practice room and we'll play some of these songs that I've been writing? And that first rehearsal, he had already written on the chalkboard, Lake Street Dive. He said, this is who we are. This is our band name. So he...
Where did he get the name? Where was that from?
Actually from Minneapolis, which is where I am right now.
Cool.
Yeah, Lake Street is a district that's kind of the hip neighborhood that had, at least when he was growing up, a lot of the music venues, smaller music venues that he liked to go to, or probably imagined that he would like to go to, because he wasn't
of age yet. Okay.
Yeah, but I think like basically what it represents is a somewhat reactionary response to the conservatory style of performance. You know, this like classical oriented sit down polite audience music. He was moving away from that, and we were moving away from that towards like more of the rowdy bar atmosphere.
It's quartet, right? You were talking about McDuck. That's Mike Olson plays guitar. You play bass, and it's Mike on drums, right?
Mike Calabrese on drums and Rachel Price on vocals. And then this is a special tour, actually. We have a keyboard player with us for the first time ever. Aki Burmese is his name. He's a friend of ours from Brooklyn. And so that's just been a complete delight to like have him on stage and have this extra ingredient to play with.
Outstanding.
Thank you. taking night classes. I'm making sculptures. I'm painting bad self-portraits of a lonely woman. Oh, oh, yeah, yeah.
Bad self-portraits, Lake Street Dive. I'm talking with Bridget Carney from the band. Bridget, what was it like? You guys played the White House, is that right?
We did. We played for a event for Obama and Joe Biden's appointees in June, which was a great honor. It was amazing to be there with them.
Wow. We got to see you in Boulder, Colorado last summer, had a great time. And then the band came up to Lander, played Lander live last summer, and we are certainly looking forward to the show in Laramie at the Griffin Theater. That's Lake Street Dive. We love LSD, the band, the band. Right.
The band.
Yeah, yeah. And the new release coming out March 24th, right?
Yes, that's when Won't Lay You Down is coming out.
And folks can find more information online, I'm sure. Bridget Carney, spelled K-E-A-R-N-E-Y. And the record, again, Won't Let You Down. Thank you so much, Bridget. Been a pleasure.
Thank you. Nice talking with you.
All right.